Welcome once again to Real Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Real Business Connections Network. Real Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts because they each provide real value and insights on business and life. In our book, they are real hits. Full episodes in their entirety. This way, you can gain more value from other podcasters' personalities and guests. Today is an episode of the Off-Brand Podcast with Rachel Lee. Off-Brand Podcast with Rachel Lee, where she is talking about personal brands versus business brands and which one is for you. I encourage you to subscribe to the Real Business Connections Network if you haven't yet. Stay up to date. And when you're finished with that, you can go and check out the show notes and subscribe to the Off-Brand Podcast with Rachel Lee. Oh yeah, if you'd like to submit your podcast to be featured here on Real Hits, DM me on LinkedIn or email me, ben@balbertmarketing.com. Enjoy the show.
I was a mighty team of one person. And so you'd think from a personal branding perspective, then you would just call it like Rachel Lee Designs or something, because people know that when they're working together with me, they're working together with me. The issue is I actually called myself a different name. I had a business brand and I called myself Toucan Design Studio. And it is funny when I think about it, because I called myself the mighty team of one, an entire studio. And while it made me sound really big and really professional, it didn't actually do a good job of helping me set the right expectations with my audience. So what does it mean to brand yourself? And why the heck does it even matter? Is it just about finding ways to stand out? Or is there something deeper than all that surface level fluff? Join me as I peel back the layers to uncover the truth about what branding really is, how it affects the way we see the world, and why people pay so much damn money for it. We're going to be diving deep and answering the tough questions around topics surrounding identity and authenticity in an online space, as well as how to creatively express yourself in a space that is oversaturated with content. I'm your host, Rachel Lee, and this is the Off-Brand Podcast. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I cannot believe we are already halfway through September. Like, where the heck did all of that time go? One thing that I'd like to quickly share before we dive into today's episode is that fall is my absolute favorite season, and not the type of autumn's weather where it's rainy and gloomy. It's actually when the leaves start changing color. The weather's still good, but there's like a light crispy chill in the air, and it's harvest time. So literally like all of my favorite foods are fresh and readily available. So that's just one thing that I wanted to quickly share, that this time of year makes me so, so happy, but only if the weather's good, you know? Anyhow, last week we talked about the evolution of your brand and the best times that you should be putting your focus on making some major changes. And so if you're at that point in your business where you're thinking about making changes to your branding, but you're not sure when's the best time to jump in or even just to get your feet wet, you're going to want to check out that episode. But for today, we're going to be talking about something that really gets me going. So I apologize in advance if I get a little intense on this one, but this is actually a really important topic because we're going to be talking about the difference between personal branding and business branding. And the funny thing is that the original blog post I made on this topic a few months ago was and is still to this day the most popular blog post that I have ever made. And part of me is wondering like, huh, then what about the other blog posts? Like, why is this topic the most popular topic of them all? And it's interesting because I've gotten feedback from lots of really seasoned business owners that this topic is something that they don't actually have that much information on. And so I can't wait to dig into this topic together with you today. So I'm going to start off by saying, yes, there are different types of branding because branding is just an expression of an identity. And depending on the identity that you have, the way it's going to be expressed is going to come off differently. And so today we're just going to talk about the two main types, the first one being business branding and the second one being personal branding. And the main difference between the two of them honestly goes down to one, the way you structure your business on the back end, and two, the relationship that you have specifically with your audience. And so I'll dive into more of these later, but for now, let's just talk about business brands because that's the thing that most people are familiar with. It's basically the Apples and Nikes of the world, where when you think about them, you think about the company as a whole rather than the individual people who work within it. And so I like to think of business brands as umbrellas that fit a lot of things underneath them. They've basically got their teams, their products and services, locations, offices. I think you get the point. It's basically kind of like a multi-organism being, just like how we as human beings, we are made up of many different types of little cells, but all of those cells, they work together basically seamlessly to form the entity that we are known as a human being. So, you know, we're not single-celled organisms like amoebas. We are multi-celled organisms. And in order for us to remain intact, every single one of these individual units needs to work together as a whole. So from a business perspective, the branding is what glues all of these units together. And so I'll share an example of this to help you understand it a bit easier. And so I'm going to talk about a story from a few years back when I lived in an apartment right beside a McDonald's. And I feel like you already have an idea of where this story is going to go when I say McDonald's, but I'm just going to go with it. And so as you can imagine, living beside a McDonald's, that quickly became my go-to food spot when I was in a pinch. Probably not really good for my health, but it was super convenient. And so one day I was having a really, really bad day. And I went down to the McDonald's and grabbed some food for me and my roommates at that time. And I remembered doing mobile order, zipping down, picking up the food and walking back. And on the elevator ride up, I realized that they messed up my drink. And I remember this really clearly because I was having a really bad day and I was like, I just want a hot chocolate. I want a large hot chocolate with a bunch of whipped cream on top. And so, you know, like I was on my way up and I wanted to take a sip and I took a sip and I'm like, this is milk. This is hot milk. There is no chocolate syrup in this. And so I remember being really pissed and dropping off the food at the apartment and then marching back down to complain about my food and get it fixed. And needless to say, this ended up in like a huge debacle in which I got really frustrated. And you know, the thing that customers do when they're really, really exceptionally pissed at your service, and if you're a business and you go under a business brand, they're not going to say, damn that employee, they didn't get enough sleep the night before and so they messed up my drink. No. You say, damn you, McDonald's. Okay, like you leave a horrible, nasty review because it's a company and they're big and they can take it. And you as a customer, you just want to lash out and tell them how displeased you are. But my point being is that you see the company as a unit. And even though you're really upset about one of the pieces within that unit, you focus instead on the bigger umbrella because that is the thing that you are interacting with. And so oftentimes, let's reel it back a little bit, bring down the emotion. From a business owner perspective, this means that the main selling point of your business brand is that it's less about the relationship that you have with your customer, and it's more about the uniqueness of what you offer. And depending on where you're coming from, that could be both a good or a bad thing. Another interesting thing about business brands is that they have a more rigid identity, and they definitely have a lot less flexibility when it comes to change just because there are so many different parts underneath that one umbrella. And even though that means that they tend to be more stable in nature and that you can expect them to fluctuate a lot less than personal brands, it actually means that it's very hard to make a huge change. It's kind of like turning a cruise ship. It takes forever and a day for it to do a U-turn. It's not like when you're in a canoe or a kayak, you just flip your oar and whoop, you're like going around the other way. No. It takes a lot of time and energy and a lot of moving pieces to coordinate a turn together in order to change the direction of your brand. On the flip side, the cool thing is that means you have the flexibility of swapping out the individual pieces because swapping the pieces in and out will literally have no effect on your brand. It's kind of like if the CEO of Coca-Cola decided to step away tomorrow, Coca-Cola will still be Coca-Cola. They'll just hire a new CEO. And even though that one piece might make a few adjustments, Coca-Cola as a unit will remain intact. And so if you're building your business with the intention of stepping away from it one day and or having a lot of pieces moving in and out while preserving the integrity of that one unit, then chances are building a business brand is actually right for you. But on the other hand, what about personal brands? And I'll do another episode purely dedicated to this topic because I feel that personal branding has really become a thing only recently with the rise of what I call solopreneurship. Because before, it wasn't actually possible to start and run your own business as just one person. But today, thanks to the power of technology and automations and fancy systems, we actually can. And so let's quickly start with a definition of what is personal branding. Personal branding is branding for you as a person. And so if you have a personal brand, people want to work with you because you are the main highlight of their experience. It's the opposite of business branding because it's so much more intimate. And so what this means is that your business is just an extension of your identity as a human being. And oftentimes when people say yes to working with you, it's mostly because they like you as a person and want to have the experience of working together with you and less so about the services that you offer. And I'm not saying that your services aren't important, but what I'm saying is the main focus and the main yes factor is yes, I want to work with Rachel because I think she's freaking awesome. You know, like that's the main thing that is driving your marketing and your sales. And so people who would benefit the most from having a personal brand are often people who are the face of whatever they do. And that often means people who are influencers or creatives or coaches or consultants, because people are buying you when they say yes to working together with you. And so I'll give you a few more tangible examples to help you conceptualize it a bit better. For example, I have a background as a designer, and graphic designers, we all technically provide the same service, except we have our own specialty in design. You know, like graphic designer one you hire is going to have a different style, a different workflow, a different form of approach, and just a different vibe in general from graphic designer number two. And so the main distinction that you have when you're going to be hiring a designer is I want to see your portfolio. I want to see the style of your work. I want to understand how you work together with your clients. And I want to know that you understand me as a business owner. Because if I'm going to be communicating my vision with you, I need to feel like you understand me as a human being enough in order to accurately translate this idea I have in my head into the computer and into something tangible for my business. And so as you can see, the main selling point isn't the question of, do you know how to design? All graphic designers should know how to design. The main selling point is, do I understand you as a person? Do we click? Does your style vibe with what I'm trying to communicate for my brand? And are we compatible working together? That's just one example, but the same applies for people who are coaches, people who are music artists, people who are financial advisors or business consultants. All of it is that highly dependent on your approach as a human being. Now, the funny thing is, most people who fall underneath this bucket of people who should have a personal brand is that they often don't realize that personal branding is the thing that they need. And I'm laughing as I'm saying this because I actually did this for the longest time too. Most people who should have a business brand actually go under a business brand because that's what our society tells us. When you have a business, you have to have a separate entity from yourself. And so I'll share a little funny story about what happened when I first started out my own business, because the way that I presented myself actually resulted in a lot of confusion, both for myself and for my customers. And so 3 years ago, when I first started my business, I basically provided what you would call creative freelance services. Basically, I did graphic design, I did branding, I did a bit of web design, video editing, like everything creative underneath the sun. I provided that as a service for my clients. The caveat to this is I was a mighty team of one person. And so you'd think from a personal branding perspective, then you would just call it like Rachel Lee Designs or something, because people know that when they're working together with me, they're working together with me. The issue is, I actually called myself a different name. I had a business brand and I called myself Toucan Design Studio. And it is funny when I think about it because I called myself the Mighty Team of One, an entire studio. And while it made me sound really big and really professional, it didn't actually do a good job of helping me set the right expectations with my audience. Because when I branded myself as a studio, people approached me less because they felt intimidated. They didn't reach out because they actually didn't know who they were going to talk to. And I'm not sure if you've had that experience before too, where it's like an organization or a big company of sort, and you fill out their contact form and you're like, I have no freaking idea who is going to open my email. I don't know who I'm going to address this to. I don't know if they're going to understand me. And I probably assume that they don't care because they work with so many people. They're just going to be like, whatever with my request. So I'm not sure if you've had that experience before, but that's usually where I come from when I have to fill in a contact form and initiate contact with a business. I almost have this weird assumption in the back of my head that they aren't going to care and they're going to respond with less empathy, emotion, and connectivity than what I would like personally as a customer. And so it's interesting because the trust factor wasn't there because there's no face. You're talking to an organization. And so you can imagine that made things really hard for me getting started up as a business owner. I actually wanted to connect with my customers. I wanted to have conversations. I wanted for people to reach out to me. But the way that I was presenting myself, and I literally converted my entire Instagram account to saying Toucan Design Studio. So there was literally, my name did not exist. I was the company. And that made it really hard for me to connect with the people that I wanted to become my customers. Now, the cool thing about personal brands is that they grow and flow together with you, and they're meant to feel synonymous with your identity as a person, except it's just positioned in a more outward-facing fashion so that it's easier for people to understand what you do at a glance. And so examples of personal brands are, you know, Gary Vee, LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, Elon Musk. And while people do care about what these professionals do for a living, they're often more interested in who these people are. Like, what's their story? What are their quirks? I really like their vibe. I just want to hear them talk. And so I'll make another episode to share more about personal branding in depth, because I feel like this is something I can dedicate like a whole other few hours talking about. But the gist of what I'm trying to say here is that if you happen to be the main highlight of your customer's experience, chances are that a personal brand might be something that you'd like to consider. And so I'm going to end off by saying that even if it feels like you have to choose one or the other, you can actually have both a personal brand and a business brand. So I'll give you an example here and then I'll quickly wrap this up. Let's say you're the founder of your business and you have a team, but you mostly manage the day-to-day operations. And when people think about your business, they just think about it as the entity, and you already have the team who's running the show behind the scenes. But you, as the person in charge of everything, you're also going out and networking, you're making connections, and you're bringing in the business for your business. And that means that it's important for people to know who you are when you connect with them, just as it is equally as important for people to know about your business, because they also need to know if they want to work with you, how can you be helping them? And so you find yourself in this position where you're not really your business, but you're also representing yourself. And so what I'm trying to say here is that everyone technically has a personal brand, whether you're intentional about it or not. It goes down to how you show up and the expectations that you're setting with the people around you. And when you're not aware of how you're showing up, that's when it often gets messy, because it's actually possible to set the wrong expectations with people. And it's possible to set negative expectations for your personal brand. It's kind of like that one friend that we all have who is always perpetually late for every single hangout. And whenever they decide to show up on time or even early, you freak out because you're like, who are you and what did you do with my friend? And it's because this whole time they've been setting a negative expectation for you. It's like those people who respond to you once every 2 weeks. The moment that they respond to you right away, you're like, okay, what's up? You want something from me. Something's different. And so the point I'm trying to make here is that everyone, even if you don't have a business, you have a personal brand because you represent yourself in your day-to-day your relationships, in your family, in your school, in your job. You represent yourself and you have to be aware of the expectations you're setting with the people around you. And so I'm going to leave you on that note. I know we went through a lot today, but I hope I gave you some really good food for thought. And I know it can be a bit confusing to navigate through all of this, especially if you're in the midst of doing your business and it's hard to separate if you do the personal brand thing or if you should just focus on the business brand thing or if you have the hybrid model, you know, the question of how the heck should I be showing up in a way that people actually understand me and they understand what I do. And so if you're sort of in that mishy-mashy ball of confusion, I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you and to see which of these things would be the right thing for you. If you want to connect with me, I'm always available on the different social media platforms, mostly on Instagram though. And so if you want to reach out to me, send me a DM on Instagram at Rachel T. Y. Lee, and I would love to have a chat with you about your branding. And so that's all for me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Give me a shout if you found something of value in here. I'm always open to hearing your feedback and or suggestions. And in a later episode, I'm going to be diving further into this topic of personal branding, what exactly it is, how can you build it for yourself, and what does it look like when you actually apply it in real life. And so that's all for me, folks, today. Have an amazing week and stay awesome. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. If you got something out of this and want to hear more, you can subscribe to my newsletter at racheltylee.com to be the first to know when I drop a new episode. I release weekly tips on branding, share funny stories from my own journey of growth and personal branding, as well as sharing announcements for my latest blog and podcast episodes. Hope to see you in your inbox, and until then, see you on the next one.